Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got the Royal Valley Locker Room Chat now. We're joined by the girls' coach and David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, the Panthers. Since we spoke a week ago, Coach, it's been the grind for sure. You guys have had three games since we last spoke a week ago, and not really sure where to dive in first. I guess let's start with the Perry-Lecompton game from Friday, 55-34, the big win there. Talk about that game and a few keys from it.
I mean, we've had three games in three school days since we last talked, but Perry-Lecompton is you're gonna win a lot of games when you have 68 shot attempts and you only turn the ball over five times. When you do that, you win the rebounding battle and the whole deal, and crash the offensive boards, but also keep them off the offensive boards. And, you're gonna win a lot of games, and the girls really went out there and executed at a high level and got the shots we wanted. And played the tough defense that we needed, and really played well.
Yeah, and a similar outcome. You guys had a makeup game Monday night at home against Pleasant Ridge. That was a 58-33 final. So, again, the Friday-Monday turnaround, it's always very quick, but your girls battled and obviously got another big win on Monday night.
Yeah, we played about the same, but, you know, it's a Monday. Coming off the Super Bowl doesn't help either, I think. And we turned the ball over just a little bit more, and Pleasant Ridge team is kind of pesky. You know, they've got some athletes and they get in the gaps and get their hands on some balls. But I think Monday definitely we didn't handle the Friday Monday turnaround as well. But we still got 60 plus shot attempts. You know, we just turned the ball over, just a little bit more, and our defense was still where it needed to be. And Pleasant Ridge in the second half hit some shots that were okay giving up. And so credit to them that they executed and got the shots that they were looking for, and they ended up making them. But, you know, the game was still a solid game, and the girls still played hard. It's just, you know, the depth perception, our shots were just a little off, and, our passes were just a little off, just a shade, you know, the kind of what a Monday game might be.
Yeah, and again, we talk about the Friday-Monday turnaround. What's probably a little more difficult than that is the Monday-Tuesday turnaround. So you play back-to-back, you play the makeup game with P. Ridge, then you got to go to Rossville on Tuesday night, and they've battled some injuries. One of their better players out with an injury, but they still got one of the best guards in the league, and Riley Dick, and you guys go on the road, hostile environment, and pick up a four-point win, 46-42. Certainly a much different outcome than the first two games we discussed, but a tight game, team battle-tested, and obviously on the road, a big win for you guys.
I can't describe to you the level of excitement and the pride that I have watching our girls play at that kind of level. And the Rossville's a great team, and Coach Dick gets them playing and is playing hard, and of course his daughter is, and like you said, I think a first team all league guard, and 24 points a game, and we held her to 10, which is I think her lowest scoring output of the season. And Samantha Klotz and was on her pretty much 95% of the game, and we played really solid defense, and I was so proud of everything that they accomplished. We started that game down 8-0. And, like you said, coming, playing on the road, playing a back-to-back game. So we started with a little low energy and they hit some shots, of course. And, but then we just start, whittling our way back, and, if you take away 2 minutes in the fourth quarter and then the 2 minutes to start the game, we only gave up 24 points for the rest of the 28 minutes. So that just shows how great a defense we played. And I don't have all the stats back yet, so I can't tell you everything, but I will tell you our girls really executed and they played hard and they played connected. And as the game went on and it got a little tougher and here and there, they got more focused and more positive with one another. And they really connected together through all that adversity that we saw last night. So it was great to win a game like that, and it's great to go through that. That's only going to make us tougher for March.
Yeah, and you guys are playing some really good ball right now. We still got a grind here to end the regular season with five games, and maybe the most difficult game in this upcoming stretch is maybe going to happen on Friday. You guys are at home, but you get Silver Lake, a top-tier team and the defending champs in the 3A classification. It starts with Kaylin Haney, their point guard, sensational in the backcourt. You mentioned how you defended Riley Dick. Is it going to be kind of similar in that aspect, defending Haney for Silver Lake? What's kind of the outcome and expectations for the matchup on Friday?
Yeah, I think it's a well-coached team. Kyle and I have history and everything. He helped us win our state title here in 2019. It was such a joy to be around him. And and coach with him. And it's, you know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's hard to see some of the things that he's done there, you know, but, you know, he's continued on being a great coach. And so it's a high level coach, that we get to play. And he's got one of the best players in the league, and I think a first team all league player. And the biggest difference is their size. They're just bigger than Rossville. You know, they've got, you know, whether it's, Boland or, you know, Hyman or whoever they kind of throw in there in that post, you know, those two post roles, and, you know, they're bigger there. And so that presents some difficulties, but, you know, we're not small. So,
right.
That's a nice matchup for us, I think. And I think we're really athletic and we can play in gaps and recover. But, you know, they've got shooters. They got some inside game. They got outside game. They play hard defense, and so we're gonna have to really step up our game to compete and get the win on Friday.
There it is. That is Royal Valley Girls basketball coach David Boucher. Monster matchup on Friday, trying to extend down the winning streak. They'll be at home against the defending 3A champs in Silver Lake. Coach, thanks again for the few minutes, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Thanks, sir.